Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 22, verses 41 to 46. What do you think about Jesus? In first part of that passage, in verse 41, the second part of it, it reads, "While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, 'What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?'" The religious leaders had been attempting to catch Jesus saying something they could use against him. Nothing succeeded. He avoided every trap, skillfully turning each one back on them. The Pharisees, the Herodians, the Sadducees, the scribes, the lawyers, they all put him to a test. And then Jesus tested them. He dealt with them gathered together. Good strategy. Take down enemies when they are at their strongest. Attack the areas of strength. And if successful, then the weaknesses are easy. The sports line, you know the sports line. The best defense is a good offense. What does that mean? Well, go for the bomb on first down. If it works, or even if it doesn't, you have their attention for sure. Jesus began his lesson with a question. What do you think about the Christ? It was the same then as it is today when people think about sin. Some did not give thought to the Messiah at all. Some gave little consideration to the Savior, and some committed themselves to him. What do you think? Jesus introduces with a question, his pattern to set up a test. Matthew chapter 17, verse 25. "And when they had come into the house, Jesus anticipated him, saying, 'What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take custom or taxes? From their sons or from strangers?' In Matthew chapter 18, verse 12, 'What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that's straying?' Matthew 21, verse 28. 'But what do you think? Man had two sons and came to the first and said, "Son, go work today in my vineyard." This classroom from our text for this session presents three things for every person to consider about Jesus. First of all, this text presents Jesus as God. Verses 41 down to verse 45. "While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, 'What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?' They said to him, 'The son of David.' He said to them, 'How then does David in the Spirit call him Lord, saying, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool"? If David then calls him Lord, how is he his son?" David called the Christ Lord, and he said it in the Spirit, i.e., under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Mark chapter 12, verse 36. "For David himself said by the Holy Spirit, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool.'" Verse 45 in our text is important. David would not have addressed a mere human as Lord. The Son of David was the common messianic title in Jesus' day. Jesus used their own term for the Messiah. It was an appropriate title, but it doesn't begin to capture what's true about the Messiah, who is also the Son of God. Luke chapter 22 and verse 70. "Then they all said, Are you then the Son of God? And so he said to them, you rightly say that I am. Jesus was declaring his deity. What does their answer reveal? The religious leaders believed the Messiah was more than a man. In fact, the way Jesus presents his question in verse 43 proves it. How then does David in the Spirit call him Lord? Why does this matter? Well, it matters a lot. Jesus is not just another human leader. Whatever you do with Jesus, you're dealing with God. The fact that the Messiah is God was a difficult lesson, and it still is today. They despise the concept. But why? Well, its implications. They only wanted physical freedom. If the Messiah is God, then he has a legitimate claim of obedience. It's impossible for those who do not believe the Messiah is God to accept biblical truth. It requires the illumination of the Holy Spirit. You must acknowledge you were wrong. Pride. You must willingly submit to Jesus' authority. Notice 2 points that are presented in verse 44. So Jesus is God. Second, this passage also presents Jesus as King. Verse 44. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Jesus rules whether I like it or not. Sitting at the right hand of God pictures rest, rule, honor, and sovereignty. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20. Power, which he worked, speaking of power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Jesus is God. Jesus is King. And then third and finally, this passage also presents Jesus as judge. Verse 44 again. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Who are Jesus' enemies? Well, Satan and his angels, non-believers who reject him. Everyone is either a friend of Jesus or will become his footstool. Jesus is God. Jesus is King. Jesus is judge. How did the religious leaders do with Jesus' test? Well, verse 46 tells us, and no one was able to answer him a word. Not from that day on did anyone dare question him anymore. It puzzled them. No one was able to answer a word. And it silenced them. From that day on, did anyone dare question him anymore? Because they could not win or have it their way. They didn't want anything to do with Jesus anymore, which sounds like many people today. Sadly, many are convinced by God's word, but not converted by that good news. And yet, the proper response is readily found in Acts chapter 2, verses 37-38. And when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You have a great day.